Go!
I'm right behind you. Kara, take my hand. Go now, up the stairs.
Told you.
It was going to rain, yeah. I know. We didn't go far.
Feeling all right?
What? Yeah, fine. A little stiff. Must be the rain. Daniel, the love of my life, is something wrong?
No, not exactly.
Surely you can't have missed me.
I
wasn't gone long at all.
Daniel grabbed him by the front of his shirt, and Aurora smiled only widened.
At least let me change first. I'm soaked.
Read this, and stop talking for once in your life.
The letter was shoved into his hands, paper crinkling in his fingers.
You're no fun. What is it? Not bad news, I hope.
Word from your sister? Wouldn't call it bad news. They're all doing well.
Saving me the trouble of reading. How thoughtful.
Rowena's playing something.
We've known that, haven't we?
Yes, but according to your sister, it's... Well, things are getting tense. Benjamin says that Rowena isn't wasting time anymore.
When has she ever been one to do that? She wasted no time in shooting me.
Admittedly, surprised she didn't do it earlier.
Oh, so they want us back. How soon?
I don't know. A few days? They didn't really give specifics.
It was nice while it lasted.
What was?
Pretending. Pretending this was our forever.
We'll be fine. Always are. And this doesn't change anything.
Aurora's hand went down, sliding over the place where a bullet scar hid beneath the folds of his clothing.
She'll see I'm killed this time.
Daniel reached to brush Aurora's hand away from where it rested.
Don't flatter yourself. She wants all of us dead. You think you're so important because she shot you for taunting her, hmm?
Taunting? Tell me, would you have done the same, Daniel?
Some days you make it hard not to. Don't tempt me. Benjamin's smart, even when I knew him back then. I knew that much.
Are you frightened?
Like you aren't.
Terrified.
We'll be fine. I know we will.
You sound more like you're trying to convince yourself.
Maybe. Maybe I am. I don't know. Why don't you get changed and I'll...
She's letting this happen. All of it.
What?
If she wanted to, she could hunt down and kill every last one of us. She knows where we are, doesn't she?
I don't know.
There's a method to it. Always has been. If she wanted it done quickly, we'd be gone and buried by now.
Well, what's the method then?
I don't know. I wish I did.
I was making tea for you when you got back.
Kind of you.
Daniel collected the kettle, pouring a pair of mugs. He moved off to the table, sitting down and setting his own mug just beyond the stretch of his fingertips. Aurora followed, coming up behind him to run a hand along his shoulders, squeezing lightly and feeling Daniel lean back further in the chair.
You don't have to come with me.
If you think I'm only doing this for you, you're more of a self-centered bastard than I thought. Go get changed. You're getting me all wet.
All right. I'll be right back.
Twelve men were carted off to the infirmary before the crowd became enveloped in chaos. It was the largest group to be sent in a while, and the number, while still somewhat significant, was simply unfortunate.
Mom?
You're back.
They fought back hard, Mom. We...
Did we expect any different?
No, Mom. We were prepared.
Tell me, Tuffet, where is the clan leader? I asked you a question. Is he dead, Tuffet?
Rowena reached over, one hand gripping the wolf head of the cloak that hung over her shoulder. She smiled, fingers knotting in the fur there before stroking delicately downward until they slipped off the end of the muzzle.
Is he dead, or do I need to find myself a new chief officer?
We found them already over the border, scavenging an old mining outpost, like they've done before. Nothing was there, just old supplies.
Oh, get on with it! I don't care what they want with oil lamps and tools older than I am. If they think they can use rusted pickaxes to fight back, they're clearly deranged. Is the clan leader alive?
We don't know.
You don't know. You don't know, of course. Tell me, why don't you know?
The men said he was wounded, shot more than once, but we were overrun.
You were there, weren't you, Tuffet? Why can't you tell me what happened instead of relying on the words of others? What good are words to you now if you can't answer my question?
I didn't shoot.
Oh.
I was there, Mom. But I didn't shoot.
We are fighting against beasts, and you have the nerve to tell me they chased you out!
She snatched for Harriet's jacket, metal tearing through fabric as the woman was shoved against the stone. Her other hand came forward, pointing towards the crowd as Harriet flinched, eyes clamping shut.
I'm sorry, Mom. They usually run as soon as we get close. I did what you asked.
At least you did one thing right. Where is your rifle?
Oh, my horse. It's just over there. I can get it for you.
Do so.
Here, Mom.
You're lucky I don't have time to break in another chief officer. So nice of you to join us.
Around the chain muzzle, the metal biting into skin, the Faloran snarled. They blinked, ears flattening against their head as a clawed hand came to swat at Rowena's boots, falling limp just shy.
I've heard there are some who doubt me. You can see for yourselves what we are up against. Monsters, like I've told you. Look at it! Do you understand why we're here? We are the one thing standing between order and chaos. What do you do to a hound that bites? A rabid beast. You put it down.
Rowena let the rifle fall, watching as Harriet slunk forward to collect it from beside the body of the dead Faloran.
The wolves, they should be hungry, and I'm sure they smell the blood. See that they are fed.
I didn't get into too much trouble.
That's bullshit, and you know it.
What? I didn't.
Please. It wasn't a full day if I wasn't getting you out of something. Do you remember when you stole the poetry book from the library?
Doesn't count then. Didn't get caught.
You did. Just avoided punishment. Shouldn't have let you get away with it.
Are you saying you should have punished?
Don't finish that.
You said it, not me.
You made it. You're late. I've barely been able to keep your sister from sending a rescue party.
The letter didn't specify, now did it? She worries too much. Where is she, anyhow?
Not sure. At least not currently. Might be off with Emery and Silas.
Josephine?
Over here.
Aurora paused, looking to the side as a second woman approached. She was older, hair bound up in a headscarf.
I'm looking for the bounty hunter. Have you seen him?
Right. The bounty hunter. So glad he's here. He wouldn't look at us when we rode in. Did you know that?
He's been more used to us than some. Alecchio's brother, right?
Indeed. And the blonde beauty is Daniel.
Hello. Yes. Give me just a moment. I'm trying to get this buckle undone.
Zane, yeah, he's over that way packing the horses. Have you met Aurora yet?
Not formally.
She extended a hand to shake, and Aurora took it.
Good to meet you. Medic is what they usually call me.
Aurora Kellyan. But you knew that already.
She's the camp doctor. Or closest we got, anyway. She's really good, though. Fixed up these for me. Can't even see where the stitches were.
I think you spooked him.
Oh, sorry. You can ask. It's okay.
I didn't want to be rude.
Make sure they unpack, okay? Glad I got to meet you. And you as well.
Nice meeting you.
Usually people ask or stare long enough to make it weird. I find it's easier to get it out the way. I'm sorry. All of this must be a bit overwhelming for you.
The faded? From a long time ago?
Oh, years. I was young when it happened. Well, young enough anyway. And Diana really did fix me up after. Parents got on the Dravara's bad side back when the resistance first started. Hid in the barn for a while. Got found. Got...
She traced the twin scars, somehow still maintaining the same calm expression as before.
That's horrible.
Goddesses, it was. Living with Emery and trying not to laugh because your face is all carved up is impossible. I pulled more stitches that way, I swear.
Oh, you lived together?
For a while, yeah. No, Diana took me in when it happened, and Emery was already living with her. Your brother, too. Just not as long.
I guess I never heard the story of how he met any of you, come to think of it.
Well, I'll let Emery tell the bit before they ended up at Diana's place. They like talking about it, and you'll have to get them to tell you the story of how I broke their nose one time. Oh, they tell it the best. Oh, am I talking too much?
No.
You're terrorizing him, you fiend. Telling him your life story?
No. Oh, goddesses a bit, aren't I?
Oh, no, you're fine. Really. I was wondering when you'd seek us out.
Had to cut one of the straps on my saddleback. Not sure how it got that stuck. Oh, hi.
You made it.
We heard you were considering sending out the troops to find us.
Was not? I was getting a little antsy, I guess.
Antsy is one way to put it. Do you need help with your things?
They can handle it.
Is that a different chair?
I like the wheels.
Yeah, it works better on grass. I think it was Emery's suggestion, studying the wheels like this.
It was. They have a brother in a wheelchair, you know? Must have picked up the idea from him.
Ugh, Emery has too many siblings to keep track of. Get settled. We'll have a fire when it gets dark. I'm glad you two made it back safe.
Admittedly, so am I. Much easier to ride when you're not tied to the horse.
I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable.
Really? You're just fine. Just try to warn me the next time we're bonding over Dravara atrocities, yeah?
All right. We'll leave you to it.
Elizabeth's girlfriend seems not
terrifying.
Excuse me, but you're Aurora, aren't you?
He was young, Dravara age, and had a head of messy brown hair that had quite obviously been cut himself.
Allegedly, yes. And you are?
Oh, sorry, I'm, Lucas.
Huh? Who?
I'm sorry, I said my name was Lucas.
Must have heard wrong. Apologies.
I can go if you want. I wasn't trying to bother you.
Oh, not at all. Just wasn't expecting company. You shouldn't be here. You know that, don't you?
What do you mean?
Before coming here, were you a runaway?
No, not yet. I'm 15.
How did you get here?
Orphaned.
Me too, originally. But this place isn't exactly a refuge.
Benjamin took me in, told me I could stay if I helped out at the camp. They'd feed me, you know, make sure I got some place to stay.
This is no place for a boy. Hardly a place for me, even.
They take care of us. All of us. You were with the Dravara, right?
Not by my own decision, but yes. Lucas, is there something I can help you with?
Right. The Dravara hurt people.
Plainly speaking, yes. But if you're asking about my experience personally, they hurt people. And they hurt me. What do you want?
Why did you come back?
Come back?
I heard she shot you. and that takes a lot. I think, coming back from something like that, you know. I know it's not the same, but being here, being by myself, is a lot for me, too. So I just wanted to know what keeps you going. I don't always know what to do, and...
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you like that.
You don't have to answer if you don't want to. It's a dumb question.
No, not at all. I just haven't ever had to explain it to anyone before. I'm not sure I have anyone answer for you. That's part of the problem. Will you sit down? Sit with me, please.
The boy nodded slowly, shuffling over and coming to rest atop a stump across from where Aurora sat.
I think... it's easiest to explain if I can tell a story. Is that all right?
Please, yes.
I don't know how much you know about the Dravara, but I found out what they were doing. It was an accident, but knowing something like that doesn't really give you a chance to just stand by and let it happen. That's one reason, I suppose, because it's the right thing to do. It sounds a bit, well, you know, but it's part of it. When you introduced yourself, I thought you said your name was Lucius. When I was with the Drevara, I was held someplace for a while. Held prisoner with another. He was a little older than you. Not much, though. And he was injured when he got there. It got worse. I don't know how long, but after a while, I knew he was dying, and... And they killed him, before the sickness did. He died right next to me, holding my hand, and there was nothing I could do.
I'm sorry.
Lucius is one of the reasons I came back. I made a promise to him, and it's one I haven't been able to keep just yet. I have others, mostly people, but it's important not to deal with this on your own. I hope that answers your question, somewhat anyway.
It's a good story, a good reason. Shame it doesn't have a happier ending.
Aurora leaned back, dropping his head against a log to look behind him. He rolled sideways, climbing to his feet and placing the hat back on his head.
Is something wrong?
No, not at all. I was hoping to borrow you for a moment, though, if I could.
Of course. Unless you had more questions, Lucius.
No, but thank you very much. Have a good day, sir.
You as well. Shall we, then?
Lead the way.
Are you sleeping well?
I tend not to, regardless.
As well as you can, then?
Yes.
You're adjusting well from what I've seen. I don't just mean here at camp. Coming back from the east, if it was anything like what Alakio experienced, it's a wonder you're still with us.
I'm still not used to that name. Not sure how either of them just failed to mention it before. I guess I would have known, though. Never asked him about it.
Oh? Not my place then either. I suppose I just assumed you had.
No, not really. I have theories, ideas, based on what happened to me.
You have a lot of hatred for someone you hardly know.
What?
Rowena.
I'd argue we know each other very well.
I see.
I've said it before, but I don't like riddles.
I'd like to tell you something. Well, I'd like for you to trust me. I understand if you don't.
There should be some trust between us, don't you think?
Of course. And I'd like for there to be. But I understand if that's difficult for you.
I'll do my best, then.
I'm not telling you this to change your mind or for pity.
There was a sadness in him. In the way his face fell, something baffling as Benjamin's chest rose and fell again. His hand came to fold in front of him, dark eyes falling.
I'm not telling you this to change your mind or for pity.
You don't strike me as someone after pity.
No, but I don't mean for myself. I just think you deserve to know the truth of things. When I came to the Drevara, her father, Orin, was still alive. He led them. He was a wonderful man, kept the peace between the Faelorn and the people of the East. There were other clans then, years ago, and it was rarely violent. Borders were respected, and the Faelorn wanted little to do with us. I won't bore you with a history lesson. The Drevara became more over time, but there was no requirement back then. No draft. People came for work, or they came to learn. What I'm trying to say is, when Orin was alive, everything was different.
Orin was killed, wasn't he?
I was very close to Orin. And Victoria, too, for that matter, but Rowena and her father were inseparable. I loved him. I loved all of them. Orin adored her. There wasn't a day they were apart. I know this doesn't mean much to you, but
Keep going.
On days the force was calm, he took her with him. They would ride, never far, but one day they didn't come back. Neither did the horse. For hours we heard nothing. We sent patrols out for them. I spent hours on horseback that day, but nothing. They were gone. Orn was killed when his horse fell on top of him.
Benjamin raised the closed fist slowly, knuckles white.
Settlehorn punched straight through his chest. It was instant. Rowena survived the fall, mostly unharmed, but the cold took a toe or two from what I remember.
I don't understand. Does this have anything to do with the Faelorn at all?
It doesn't, not directly. From what we gathered, that's why the horse spooked, why it fell in the first place. The damn thing was nearly dead too when we found them. Shattered a leg. It never got up from where it fell. It was an accident. A terrible one, but not murder. Really, the Faelorn had nothing to do with it. Just happened to be there.
You're telling me this is over a misunderstanding?
No, not exactly. I truly think Rowena believes whatever story she came up with. It changed over the years. I couldn't even tell you what she believes now, but she never recovered.
Losing someone doesn't justify what she's doing, especially when she's targeting...
Please, don't think I'm trying to excuse her actions. I'm not. She's fixated on the lie she invented, Aurora. And she's dangerous.
No shit!
Aurora, I'm telling you this...
To what? Prove a point?
I'm telling you this because it's my fault!
Before that goes any further in your head, I can explain that too. After Orin died, I tried to help Victoria. Rowena was different, and we knew that. Ever since she was younger, especially after Orin's death, it was a numbness, for a while anyway. It never went away. Saying she was determined is an understatement, but she enlisted in the Drevara herself when she was old enough. After his death, I took over.
You gave up your rank to her?
Not exactly. No. For a while, she was better. She wasn't violent, or hadn't been for a while. I thought giving her the chance to have responsibility would be good for her. I didn't step down, not right away, but I thought she would understand what her father had been, what the Drevara were meant to be. If she stood with me, as equals... I was distracted, especially after Victoria left.
Left?
I will never blame Victoria for leaving. She was scared. And pregnant.
Yours?
Yes.
Vex it all.
We knew it wasn't safe for a child. Not for either of them to be there. I helped Victoria leave one night. And as far as Rowena knows... she disappeared in a blizzard. Neither of us knew how bad things would get, but I didn't prevent it. I knew Rowena wasn't well, even when she was younger, and I didn't help her. I thought, given time, she would get better. I know what a mistake that was, and I live knowing that all this is because I stood by.
What happened to her?
Victoria? She went south. Years ago, I spoke with her, not long after the child was born. I know she's safe, living with a wealthy man who, I assume, claimed to be the father.
And the child?
My hope was to never involve him in this, any of it. That's why we made the decision to send them away. Regardless, Rowena is my responsibility. I wanted her to change, to listen to me. But I know it's too late for that now. I promised myself I'd take care of them. All of them, and now the only thing I can do is stop the Drevara from causing more damage. You deserved answers for why things happened to you. You deserve to know. And you deserve to be angry. None of us would be here. Would suffer like we did. If it wasn't for my mistakes. I need your help. Because I know when the time comes, I won't be strong enough to do it.
Are you asking me to kill her?
Did you and Elizabeth mention him before? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I thought you heard me. Really thought you did that time.
Aurora.
Elizabeth is asleep. Otherwise I would have asked her.
A few times, yes. Sorry. Thought sore today.
You don't have to talk if you don't want to. I was just curious. Can I sit with you? Figured you'd be asleep. Surprised Diana hasn't chased you back into your tent. I haven't talked to you in a while. I haven't had the chance, I guess. Are you okay now? Diana was worried about you for a while. I mean, we all were, but she really knew the most about it. Is it healed now?
Mostly.
I said you don't have to talk if you don't want.
It's fine. I'm okay.
Emery has been meeting with Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every day. I don't know why. Not that I've asked.
Mm.
That's not strange, I know, but... Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I'm worried about loyalties here. Obviously not with Emery, but I hear parts of things and it worries me.
Here?
In camp. I'm afraid someone's going to get hurt.
Not Ben.
Saw you didn't like him.
Silas shrugged, hesitant.
He left you.
Not that simple. He didn't know.
I'm sorry. I don't think it's Ben or Emery. I'm just afraid that someone's going to hear them talking, and if it's something important, we don't really want people hearing, do we?
Dr. Emery.
No, please don't tell them I brought this up. They'll just think I'm being paranoid. Thank you for listening. I should get back to sleep before Elizabeth realizes I'm gone.
We're safe here.
I know. As safe as we can be, right?
I don't like it when you call me Crossvale.
Okay.
You said okay.
I did, yeah. If you really don't like it, I won't do it. Not about to call you by a name that bothers you. Believe me, I've been there.
Is there a name you prefer?
My own. You already know it. Azira, same as you've been using. You prefer something other than Zane?
No, Zane is fine. Crossvale feels... It doesn't feel right after everything that's happened.
Zane. Sure. I can do that.
I've never called you anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, have I?
No, not that I can remember.
And if I am talking to others, what is the best word to...
Thorough, aren't you? You've done fine. With both myself and Emery, come to think of it.
Ah, yes. I've never met anyone who uses they before. It's not hard. It just takes practice.
You aren't going around gabbing about me, are you?
No. Of course not. It was for an example, that's all.
Got something to say?
Face growing hot, he shook his head. She reached up, not having to go very far given the height of his horse, to grab lightly at the front of his jacket. He was pulled down, leaning sideways in the saddle, towards the grin on her face.
Better not be spreading rumors, Zane. Only fair you say it to my face, too, hmm?
I'm not, I assure you.
Come on, then. Town's right up there.
Composing himself, he swung his leg over to the side of the saddle and dismounted. The buildings clustered ahead had begun to feel familiar, a routine to follow.
This is very good.
What is?
They trust us.
With a supply run.
It's something, isn't it? It's a start.
Did you ever tell me exactly how you got into bounty hunting?
Not in detail. Are you interested in knowing?
Curious, yeah.
Well, my father Raymond, his side of the family, have been bounty hunters for generations. It was a natural path for me.
You don't have any siblings?
I do, yes. My brother. He is trained in law in the capital. He's an author, too. I have a sister, and she's one of the finest medical doctors in Southern Brune. Another, my sister, she's a, she helps to build cities. I can't think of the word. In any area?
Oh, it's just engineer.
Engineer, yes. They all had paths, and I wanted to carry on tradition with my father.
You don't sound too keen on that.
No, I am. I enjoy it very much. Someone had to do it. My father and mother are very proud, very happy with me. The bastard son continues the family line.
Bastard?
Crossvale married my mother when she was already with child, with me. I never really asked about my real father, since it didn't matter.
They told you about being adopted?
See, I found the times didn't match up, and when I asked, they explained.
Honesty is nice, I guess.
He found himself rubbing at the chipped paint of his nails. His attention went to them, the grooves that had been worn there, fingers tracing over ruts and cracks.
Think you'll go back to them when this is over?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Yeah, I'll stick with you on...
Me?
I meant not knowing. Don't flatter yourself too much.
Oh, yes. Do you have any siblings?
A few. All brothers. Couple woodworkers. Not sure what the others are doing, actually. My one brother was commissioned directly for some work in the capital. I think he did some of the furniture and some of the fancy buildings up that way.
You are the only sister, then?
Yeah. Imagine how pleased Mom was to learn she was getting a daughter, finally.
She held the door open, allowing Zane inside first. He turned, giving a nod to the man at the counter, before he was hastily crowded against one of the shelves. A hand went to cover his mouth. He stared wide-eyed at her. Watching her brows knit beneath the hood of her cloak, she was intent. And Zane swooned. His eyes went between her face and the hand.
Dravara, just outside. Keep your head down. Go get our things. What are they doing this far south? Did you hear me?
Zane nodded, pushing lightly at her shoulder to free himself, and moved towards the counter.
You here for Mr. Smith?
Yes, I am. The same as usual.
Bags over there in the corner. You need help carrying anything?
No, thank you. Is there another door?
Follow me.
He stumbled, dropping the bag with a clatter and narrowly managing to keep his own footing when it went tumbling from his grasp.
Pick it up! Come on!
You there! Stop a minute!
Zane scrambled for his bag, tossing it over his shoulder as the man approached, the only one left outside the shop. He felt for his pistol at his side with his free hand, an instinct.
I know you.
No, you don't.
I'm sorry, I think you are confused. My wife and I are traders, and...
Yeah, traders sounds about right. Aren't you that officer?
I'm not that officer. Not an officer at all.
The man ventured closer, and Zane flinched.
We are leaving. Very busy.
Zane was sent staggering from the force of it, and he landed awkwardly on his arm. It was a few moments before he would notice the pain in his wrist, but the blood dripping down between his eyes was apparent immediately. He was dazed, left dizzy, and struggling over to his side.
Had just about enough of you. Ah!
The knife caught him across the jaw, slicing, and Zane recoiled at the spray that came along with it. The man went stumbling backwards, clutching at his torn face, and he could only stare as the other Dravara came running.
Bastard!
Zane, get up.
He struggled with that from the ground, trying to catch his breath and calm the spinning of his head. Ultimately, he collapsed when his arm crumpled beneath him, and he was stuck with his face pressed into the dirt.
Yes, just a moment.
Shit.
There was a fluidness to it, a grace, about how her blows worked against the first man's parries. Somehow, it seemed like more of a dance, pleasant to watch even if every step was followed by a strike, bringing more blood with it. Finally, the knife sank deep into the Dravara man's shoulder.
Stop right there!
Much of the fight was lost to Zane, too quick for his dizzy head to follow, but he watched the silver glint of a blade that was thrown towards one of the others. It struck the advancing Dravara in the leg, sending them tumbling and howling to the ground. The third went for a holster.
Touch that fucking gun and I'll gut you before it's out of that holster.
The man stood down, hands raising slowly.
Guns, toss them over. All of you.
Zane winced at the clatter of their guns. She was unharmed from what he could tell, aside from the bleeding bead on her lip. Something was swiped away as she was walking slowly backwards towards Zane. Eyes still focused on the third Dravara. She nudged him with her boot.
Can you walk?
See.
Zane swallowed harshly, face still burning hot as he pushed himself up with his uninjured arm. The fog in his head was clearing, but with it came the throb in his wrist and the ache just above his brow.
Come on.
My bag.
Forget the bag. Let's go.
For the moment, she focused more on the Dravara, picking her way past the two on the ground to the third one, her fist connecting with his nose.
Doing all of you a favor by not killing you.
They moved over finally to the second Dravara, who was still left with a knife buried in her thigh, and Zane watched the woman's face twist in anguish.
Don't pull it out!
I want my knife back.
She'll die. It bleeds too much.
You a doctor all of a sudden?
No, just know from experience. hurts.
She glanced once more at the knife, then to the woman, before she turned and started off. Zane followed, stumbling slightly as he limped his way after her. The bags were thrown over her shoulders, one on each, and Zane did his best to keep up as they made it to the horses.
What if they follow us?
Not happening.
And if you're wrong?
I'm not.
He doesn't need a stitch. Just clean it and you'll be fine. Did you hit your head at all?
Masameno. Are you sure it's not broken?
Sprain, not broken. I promise you.
Don't you usually wear bracers? Might have broken some of your fall.
Yes, but it was a casual outing.
Casual outing? Starting to think he's courting me.
Get some rest, both of you. Make sure you get that gash cleaned up and help him with the wrapping. If you need anything for pain, come back and see me.
Thank you.
There's no chance they followed you?
No, took care of it.
Diana stared for a moment. lips pinching shut before nodding and shrugging her shoulders half-heartedly.
As long as it's not my man, I don't care what you did.
That is...
harsh. After all the bad they've done, I wouldn't bat an eye if you killed him outright.
Think you scared him. Thank you for checking us over.
You know where to find me if you need anything else.
Diana ducked her head as she left, dipping out of the tent without another word.
Wrist or eye first?
Either is fine.
Reaching for the cloth that was still in his hand and uncorking the bottle Diana had given them with her teeth, she spat it beside him on the cot and overturned the bottle, soaking the rag before pressing it gently to his face. Zane flinched, blinking against the tear that welled up in his eye.
Thank you for that. And this.
Do me a favor. Don't get hit. Better for both of us that way. It was a shame you didn't get to join in today.
You wanted me to?
Never seen you fight. Come to think of it, we should spar sometime. But just curiosity, that's all.
The professional kind?
Azira reached for his wrist gingerly, turning his hand gently over without causing him any further discomfort. He watched her, eyes following hands that had earlier sunk a knife deep into a man's shoulder, but were oddly gentle with him.
About the wife comment, last I checked, we weren't married. Unless you've got something to ask me.
I'm sorry, I panicked. Did I offend you?
No, not at all. Just having a go at you.
Azira's hand moved up to his jaw, cradling his face where her fingers tapped playfully against his cheek.
If anything, though, I think you'd make the better wife, yeah?
Absolutely.
He's not here. Sorry. Elizabeth dragged him off somewhere.
My brother can be difficult.
I suppose that's a way to start a conversation. Also, true.
You busy?
No, just... reading, actually. Did you need something?
Allie and I were just thinking. Wanted to get another person in on it.
That sounds...
not as ominous as it seems.
We're taking you hostage, hands in the air.
Silas elbowed them, shaking his head disapprovingly.
Well, for a minute, anyhow. You doing all right here?
Everyone seems to be asking me that.
Genuine concern, believe me. We're not pulling your leg. I just want to make sure you're as comfortable as you can be. I know it's hard adjusting to a place like this, especially for... Anyhow, Aurora. Like Allie said, difficult at times, but you seem like... how did you say it earlier?
An anchor.
An anchor!
Why... does this feel like a setup?
What? No, not at all. We just need your help.
Going east.
Going east.
East? As in...
before you say no...
you want me to go east when we're currently wanted dead by Rowena?
Well, yes. But not for no reason.
Why is anyone going east at all? Especially you. Are you even healed after what happened?
Mostly, yeah.
We need to know what's happening. It's been silent for months since, well, everything that happened with Aurora.
What do you mean?
Okay, it's a few, less than 10, now since things have gotten more dangerous. Regardless, usually we hear about Rowena's movements, even vaguely. We've gotten nothing.
No news is good news, right?
Things are bad. Very bad. And if we wait around here too long without knowing what's going on...
it'll be too late.
Allie's taking a group east. A small group, but he wanted to extend the invitation to you. Because Aurora's going, figured you might want to anyhow.
We're not. Never mind. Who's going?
Myself, Aurora, you, Zira, and Zane.
Not me. Not built for the cold like that.
Zira and Zane, as in the bounty hunters?
Recent Extravara officer. She has the most current information on them we have. Zane, too. Spoke to Rowena more recently than anyone else. So, yeah, that'd be them.
Fix it all! How did Aurora take that? I know he doesn't like either of them.
Elizabeth is supposed to tell him.
Great.
You don't have to decide.
I'll go. Just not as a damn chaperone. Goddesses, it's not like I got a leash on Aurora, you know.
We know.
He does better with you. It's a good thing.
I know he does. How soon are we going?
Don't worry just yet. Soon.
Just let me know. You know where to find me.
Well, we'll leave you to it. Sorry to interrupt. Hope you enjoy the rest of that book.
Daniel!
Goddesses! Can't have 2 seconds! What?!
You're not going to believe this.